Karen Hart is here, too. She's the editor of North Bay Biz Magazine. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Pat.
And on the line with us is Jeanette Harrison. She is the co-founder of Alter Theater in Marin. Jeanette, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely glad you're here. And the September issue of North Bay Biz on the cover, no surprise, is all about housing. In this case, it's creative housing solutions. And Karen, why did you choose that particular aspect of housing issue, of the housing issue?
So we're in a process in Sonoma County of being bold in our housing issues. We have to be. And gentrification is the process of renovating deteriorated urban neighborhoods. But it's a common and controversial topic in politics.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And urban planning. Yeah. So the process can positively turn a neighborhood around, but as the neighborhood improves, it often pushes out the very people who improved it. And that's the paradox.
Yeah, it is. And of course, this is something that we're going to come up against more and more as we rebuild communities in Sonoma County. And we wanted to invite Jeanette into this conversation. And she's featured in this article in North Bay Biz in the September issue because you're an artist and gentrification often affects artists in a very negative way. Correct, Jeanette?
Yeah, that's definitely fair to say.
So there's a community, and we have several of them here in Sonoma County. We're very artistic types by nature. And so there are communities where artists who, generally speaking, may not make a lot of money, may not have a consistent paycheck, but gather oftentimes out of necessity and because it's easier to share rent and live here than it is to try to do your art somewhere else. And with gentrification and with the reorganization and rebuilding of communities, the possibility is that that the artists will be pushed out for purely money issues. It's one of the reasons why this issue is so controversial. And what's been your experience with that, Jeanette?
Well, I just want to acknowledge that Santa Rosa's always had a really vibrant arts community.
Yes.
And even though I'm based in Marin, I'm very aware of the amazing theater companies that are up there in Sonoma County. I think that the challenge is that we as a public believe that artists are fine, you know, because artists have this can-do spirit where it's true. We go into these terrible
yeah.
neighborhoods and we're like, hey, let's put on a show. But the reality is that arts are the most underfunded industry in America, and yet we generate so much, not just in terms of economic prosperity to the neighborhood, because once the arts take root, then people with more money start coming into the neighborhood. But also, you know, there's nothing that brings a community together like the arts. You know, even if you're somebody who doesn't go see plays or doesn't go to the museum, having creative people around and being in a community that supports the arts is something that affects everybody's lives in ways that, you know, they may not even realize, from the murals, you know.
Yeah, we have a thousand indications of that same theory that we walk by and drive by every single day here in Sonoma County. And Jeanette, you know, what is the risk to artists with this kind of rebuild, reimagining communities?
Well, frankly, when the artists get priced out, it means the closing of smaller companies, smaller arts organizations. It means that artists themselves move. Like before I moved to California, Sausalito was this wonderful artist community, and it was all these hippie artists who
yeah.
lived in houseboats.
Living on houseboats, that's right.
And now, you know, I mean, it's beautiful, but it's just very different. It's more
expensive,
sterile, I guess I would say.
And sterile, yes.
And expensive, oh yeah. And so it's like the article says, it's really about change and about reimagining. But if you want to keep the elements of what makes the neighborhood so special as it's changing, you need to make sure planners and particularly our government needs to make sure that there's space for the artists and the planning. But because there's this, as I started off, because there's this perception that, oh, artists will be fine. They don't need anything. They'll just
yeah.
pop up and do it. They're like gophers. They never go away. But, you know, those poor gophers. They need a little something to eat. You know, you could be a starving artist, but that gets really old after 10, 15, 20 years. And so, like, for instance, there was some talk a while back, and this talk circles around every now and then, but there was this talk about shutting down San Quentin and turning it into affordable housing.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Our emergency workers in Marin County can't afford to live there. So our emergency workers are coming in from Sonoma County, from farther afield. And then there was this talk about, oh, well, what about teachers? Teachers can't afford to live in Marin. And all these public service workers.
Same conversations we're having here. Yeah. Go ahead, Karen.
Nobody includes housing for artists in that. And when it was brought up, they were like, artists don't need help.
You know, I'd like to just interject something. As the story was in process, a report was released by Arts and Economic Prosperity 5. And it's a national economic impact study.
Yeah.
I think most people will find the data surprising. In Sonoma County, the nonprofit arts and culture industry generates $80.4
million. $80 million a year.
Right. So the study is a myth buster. We all love the arts, but we don't think of them as a business.
And they are a business. Mm-hmm. And in order for the arts to thrive, whether it's in Marin or in Sonoma County or as we rebuild, it's important for us to make sure there are spaces for artists to perform or create, mm-hmm. and also that there are places for artists to live. It's all part of a fascinating issue, the September issue of North Bay Biz magazine, In Search of Creative Housing Solutions. Pick up a copy today, and I know the October issue is coming right up. Jeanette, I want to thank you for being here as co-founder of Alter Theater and appreciate your input on this really important subject.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
And the editor of North Bay Biz, Karen Hart. Quickly, what's coming up in October?
Okay, three other top reasons to read North Bay Biz. We have a feature, Delivering on Promises, how fire victims are grappling with insurance claims. The renovation of the old silk mill in Petaluma.
Yeah.
It's now a hotel. And great taste. You don't want to miss the feature on Armida Winery and how Bruce and Steve Cousins, they're serious about wine, but they also have a great varietal for the Halloween season called Poison.
Okay, that's perfect for Halloween, I suppose.
Absolutely.
That is Karen Hart, editor of North Bay Biz magazine.